Welcome back to Psukhet HaDaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Tramp, and we are learning Nida Daf Samach Zayin. Today we're going to be focusing on the topic of the eighth night, and the pasuk we're going to be looking at is Vayikra Tesvav Chav Ches. That and it reads as follows: Ve'im Tahara Mizova, if she'll become pure of a discharge, Ve'Sofra Lo Shivas Yamim Ve'Achar Titar, she'll count 7 days, and afterwards she'll become pure. This pasuk obviously appears many times in the Maseches of Nida and elsewhere in Shas, but for our purposes, let's take a look at it in the context that it was used and the context which is broader to itself as well. The reason why the Gemara is quoting this in this particular case is to describe the opinion of Rabbi Shimon and try to understand why it is that the mikveh has to be at the night after the 7 days are completed. In terms of the depth of this pasuk, the Shloha HaKadosh says a very beautiful thing in his Sefer on Aseres HaDibros and Maseches Shavuos near Mitzvah Gimel. He says that this is in fact a hint for the reason why we stay up on the night of Shavuos. Why? He quotes the Zohar HaKadosh in Chelek Gimel Tzadi Zayin Aleph, where Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Chia were walking along the road, and they compared the fascinating description of sevens and sevens. What does that mean? Well, there's sevens when it comes to counting the Omer. You're going to count these seven sevens. And in fact, it refers to a parallel, which is a Sofra Lo Shivas Yomim, that the woman who is going through the menstrual period will count these 7 days at the end. And V'achar Titar, and afterwards she'll become purified. Which means to say that the parallel would dictate that it is necessary, after counting the 7 weeks, that there's also going to be V'achar Titar. After going through this process of growth, after going through this process of cleansing, there's going to be a Tahara. How is that to be fulfilled? So the argument that the Zohar makes over here between in this conversation is that that is going to be spending the entire night inputting the Torah, which is ultimately the reflection of learning from Nidus to the case of Sfiras HaEmer. This gives us an extra depth as to what's really going on over here. Obviously, the many times this pasuk appears in Shas, we'll take different looks at different depths. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.